So this is, like, the student asked me, like, he said I tend to play notes just up and down the scale without varying up the order of the scale. And it's something I never really thought about. I don't remember, honestly don't remember how I learned to vary things. So I'm going to show you sort of like a very detailed way of thinking about it and then a more big picture way of thinking about it. So first, when you do the pentatonics, let's choose the key of A.
Okay.
It'll be at the fifth fret, and we'll do like the minor pentatonic in the E shape. As you may know or should know, the notes are 1, flat 3, 4, 5, and flat 7.
Yep.
Right, the intervals. And so when you just take the first four notes in a row, that's number 1, the first one that's printed there. 1, flat 3, 4, 5. Does everybody play that?
Sorry, it says 1, 6, 7, 8. How do we translate that?
So if we play the first four notes of the pentatonic, it's 1, flat 3, 4, 5. Those are obviously the notes in order, right? So we play all these in order. Just do it with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's no problem. But of course we can switch the order of, so we'll do the second part, second line, 3, 4. So I'm just exploring different order, and then you could play 1, 4, flat 3, 5. Yep, so let's see if we can do that together. 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll do each one four times, and not fourth one is 1, 4, 5, flat 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, we sure can. And it brings up interesting, like every combination brings up an interesting technique. Like this brings up, it's called tip and roll. When you go from 1 to 4, if it's too much space in between, then it doesn't sound good like this. Like it's okay if that's the effect you want, but that little gap in there, that's the way you can always tell beginners because they play like... Like it takes their brain, I'm not criticizing, it just takes their brain time to get to the next note, so there's a little gap in there. But when you train yourself to do long, like legato instead of staccato, there can sometimes be bleeding. Bleeding is two notes ringing over each other when the notes are on the same string. So you might hear someone go, which is fine when there's no distortion, but as soon as there's distortion, there's a lot of noise there. So it's tip and roll. You play on tip, and then you don't take your finger off, but you roll your finger. You ever hear that?
Yeah, because I had to do that a lot for the other.
When you roll it, you no longer will be on the sixth string. You'll be on the fifth string, but you won't have taken your finger off the fretboard. Yeah, it's cool. Good. So let's do that same number fourth one again. Like 3, 4, like... Good. Now the next one's 1, 5, flat 3, 4. So it'll sound like this: 3, 4. So what you may recognize little bits of famous songs, like that reminds me of Oye Como Va right there. Oye Como Va. You know.
Oh yeah, I love that song.
You know, so you'll get all kinds of references to songs. And then let's change it to the last one of that set. We got 1, 5, 4. This is just basically going backwards after 1. Like 3, 4, like... Good. So you can work that out. I just went through the permutations. The next one, we start on the flat 3. We got flat 3, 1, 4, and 5. Again, you have a tip and roll thing in the middle. We got flat 3, 1, 4, 5. Let's play that together. 3, 4, like... Okay, let's move on to flat 3 1 5 4, this would be 3 4. And this may look simple, this one, but it's a very effective way to play notes out of order. We always play, when we're ascending, we always play lower and higher. But simply going higher than lower, but still ascending, is a great way to get, and it's not hard at all. And then suppose you are going descending, now you play lower to higher. So that's a great, some of these may look simple, but their ramifications are deep. So explore that one. Now we're on flat 3 4 5 1, and it will be 3 4. Guarantee that's a song, but I just can't think of what it is. Like these boots are made for walking or something. I don't remember. Good, and now we're going to change it to flat 3 4 1 5. That's like a reverse tip and roll, I think. 2 3 4. Taking any, if you're up for it, and if you're familiar with this exercise, take it in any octave and try playing fast. Whatever, all these different. It looks totally different in every position. It makes you think. It's a great fretboard exercise. Not only is this a physical thing, could be a physical thing where it's you play each one fast over and over, but it could be a mental thing as well.
Yeah, flat 5 4 1.
Alright, flat 3 5 4 1 is next. We got. Okay, so 2 3 4. So that's a fretboard exercise in and of itself. In case I didn't play that right, it's 3 4. To flat 5, flat 3 5 1 4. Yeah, yeah. 2 3 4. Now this one has an interesting property of being like left or rightmost notes, then leftmost
yes,
notes.
Yes.
Think about if you did that all the way up and down the pentatonics.
Ooh, that's cool too.
Or in reverse. Or great opportunities for some out of order stuff, and they're not that hard conceptually. They sound really cool. Yep, we're gonna move on to 4 1 flat 3 5. It goes 1 2 3 4. Cool. Again, if you like the shape of that, it's like descending on the left, ascending on the right. So you could take that anywhere.
Yeah.
And then reverse it. It would be. So each one of these has an inverse. Everything that goes up must come down. You know. So, and you're not just reversing it, but you're inverting it.
Yeah.
Good. This is cool. We'll move on to 4 1 5 flat 3. This is. So 1 2 3 4. So that's same direction, left and right. So you could be. Something I should practice more. It's very cool sounding. So I guess in regarding the left and right thing, you could either go up, up, like. Down, down, like. Or you could go up, down, like. Or down, what did I leave out? Down, up. And those are all very cool, interesting ways to mix it up. I think stuff like that is more important than going through all these permutations. The permutations are just the starting point. But no one's going to like memorize these or whatever.
When you say stuff like that, you mean just like messing around with traversing the pentatonic scale in different ways?
Yeah, like conceptually, I'm like if you like the sound of something, then you break down the conception of what it is and then just apply that everywhere. Just like we just did. This is good. But if we didn't have the permutations, the concepts wouldn't occur to me sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, so then moving on, what are we on? 4 flat 3 1 5.
Yep.
All right, 4 flat 3 1 5 sounds like this. 3 4 like and this one is simply like you have a direction and then you have an outlier. Like you're descending and you put one note above all the others at the end. Alright, 4 flat 3 5 1 I think is next. 3 4 flat 3 5 1. Good. 4 5 1 flat 3 is like this. 2 3 go. My bad. 2 3 go. Next is 4 5 flat 3 1. 1 2 3 go. Yeah, and then of course the philosophy is you're descending, but you're one note is, you're descending 3 out of 4 notes, but the second one ascends. So take that concept anywhere around. You could have, etc. All right, let's finish this lot. It's 5 1 flat 3 4. 2 3 4. And then 5 1 4 flat 3 is 2 3 go. Good enough. Let's move on to 5 flat 3 4 1, which sounds like this. 2 3 go. This would be like left down, right down. Next is 5 flat 3 1 4. 1 2 3 go. Almost done with this. 5 4 1 flat 3. 2 3 4. So up on the top string, down on the lower string. I'm sorry, down on the top string, up on the lower string. So simple contour shifts are very effective like this. So that's probably the most common, these are the most common ways you can mix around. Let's get this over with. 5-4 flat 3-1. It's been long.
Yeah.
5-4 flat 3-1. This is just reverse of the very first one. All right, very good.